think it's, again, a coincidence of you starting out with miracles and all of that. Because I'm like, of course, Lord, it lines up. It lines up. And I love it when he does that, because we did not talk about, hey, could you maybe do some things about miracles and all that? We didn't. It's just the Holy Spirit. And he loves doing things like that, just those fine little connections. So I have faith in him that, again, this morning, he's going to make those connections for us wherever we need them. Amen. First, I do want to lift up Sarah. I was just told yesterday that she had a little bit of an accident getting lye inside of her eye. And so, Lord, in Jesus' name, we just lift up your daughter Sarah right now, that absolutely no blindness, no pain, Father God, something impaired in her eye, it would not affect her in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over her eye, over her skin, over her mind even, Lord, that fear would not take root in the name of Jesus, and that she would be completely healed right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and praise you for that, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. And Father, just in the name of Jesus, we do come against a spirit of fear over all of us. Fear and anxiety, anxiety of the unknown. Holy Spirit, we repent and renounce and we break off every single agreement we have made, known or unknown, with fear and anxiety of the future or the unknown. Yes. I thank you, Father God, that you have said that your word is the light on our path, and we are to do the very next thing. We are to step forward by faith and not by sight, but you are the light that goes before us. So we thank you and praise you for that, Holy Spirit. Lord God, absolutely have your way today. Have your way. Your word is already very much alive and active and sharp. And so, Father God, you have your way of being sharp within us, cutting away anything that might need to be cut away or pierced, Father God. We surrender to you, Lord. We are here to praise you, to honor you, to magnify you, to worship you, to glorify you. We come together in the name of Jesus, and that is no little thing. That's the highest name. The highest name. And we are so honored that we would be able to worship you and praise you, and that you are a God that says you are a God that is with us. You dwell with us. I thank you and praise you for that, for who you are. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. All right. We are in Luke, again, chapter 1, and we're just going to continue kind of like a little recap for a second. If you were not here last week, we were talking about Zechariah and the call on Zechariah's life and the call of John the Baptist, of course, coming through Zechariah. But the series is the call of the Lord. And what is the call of the Lord? It is that we are to follow the Lord. And the call on each one of our lives looks differently on purpose. God does that on purpose because we are all different, and he calls us specifically to follow him, not each other, just him. So now we're in Luke chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 26. But just for a hot minute, we're going to back up. In verse 24, it says, after these days, his wife, which was Zechariah's wife Elizabeth, she conceived. And for 5 months, she kept herself hidden, saying, thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people. So the angel had come to Zechariah, speaking to him, telling him all these beautiful things that are going to happen. And then they happen. They unfold before him, and with Elizabeth being pregnant because she was called barren. So now in verse 26, it says, in the sixth month, referring to Elizabeth being 6 months along. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. So if you remember from last week, the angel Gabriel was also on purpose sent to Zechariah with a word from the Lord to him and for his wife Elizabeth concerning their son John. God also sees Mary and on purpose sends Gabriel to her. Verse 28, and he, the angel, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. If you remember, Zechariah was also very troubled, right? And fear fell over him because all of a sudden this huge angel standing before him, calling his name, giving a word from the Lord to him, right? So the same angel, Gabriel, is visiting Mary. And he goes, "Greetings, O favored one." Could you imagine what Mary was thinking or feeling? What if it was always the opposite of, like, I'm just trying to do my best, trying to do my best, trying to praise the Lord, trying to do the things, trying to obey the law. I kind of trip up. I may not do the best, but I try, right? And then this angel shows up to her, and he's like, "Oh, highly favored one." Do you think Mary's like wrapping her thoughts around? Yeah, that's right. I am favored by the Lord, right? I mean, how do you receive it when you read the word? And the Lord's like, "Oh, there you are. I call you mine. I call you by name. You're my beloved." Are you like, yeah, I'm the Lord's beloved. I'm his favored one. I'm his favorite one. Sometimes it's hard for us to really agree with the Lord's word, right? You see me as favored? Mary is finding this out right now. Are you kidding me? This angel is saying, "Greetings. Hey, what's up? Hi, how you doing? Favored one." Mary is like, "Are you kidding me? I've never thought this before, maybe. I've never heard this before, maybe. The Lord, when he sees me, first he sees me. When he sees me as favored." What a thing for her to experience, let alone seeing an angel and him speaking to her, right? Okay. "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." That's not a little thing, right? What is Mary doing with that? Like, the Lord is with me? I always try to do my best. I try to be righteous before him. I try to, you know, worship and please and obey the law. And I'm doing all of these things, right? And the angel says, "The Lord is with you." That's the Lord's choice, not because Mary has actually done anything, right? Like good enough, well enough. The Lord's like, "Finally, she's working it up. Okay, I can be with her now." He is not. He's not. It's called grace. Grace is so over her life. And not because of anything she's actually done. It's just the goodness of God. He is incredible. He chooses to cover her in grace. He chooses to see her as his highly favored one. So she was kind of troubled with this saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid." That's exactly what he said to Zechariah. "Do not be afraid." And he says, "Do not be afraid, Mary," because he knows her name as well. The Lord himself knows your name. The Lord knows Mary by name. "For you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son." I wonder, when I'm reading this and studying, I wonder if Mary had this thought in her mind. Because Zechariah and Elizabeth are family members, right? They're relatives. She's related to them. And Elizabeth is known by the barren one. I wonder if Mary was like, "Oh my gosh, okay, is that going to run in my bloodline too? Am I going to be barren? am I never going to have children? I have no idea. Maybe I'm just kind of starting out on my life. I don't know my purpose. I don't know my call. I don't know any of this. But oh my gosh, does this run in my family? Will I be barren as well? Will I be known as that? Will that be part of my identity? We don't really know. But what if she was wrestling with all of these things, these thoughts, fears? But the angel addresses her by name, Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will, that is a promise, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. So any thought of like, I wonder if I will ever get pregnant. I wonder if I'll ever hold life in my womb. Oh my gosh, what if I have a miscarriage? Oh my goodness, what? All of it, right? Elizabeth, my cousin, has never been pregnant. What if this is the same like fate for my life? The angel moves it off of the table. It is not an option. He's coming to her saying, girlfriend, don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you shall call his name Jesus. Girlfriend, you're going to hold life in your body. You will not be barren. You are highly favored. The Lord sees you, knows you, calls you by name. On purpose, I'm sent to you with this powerful, living, active word of God, and it will happen. It will not drop to the ground empty or void. It's going to come to pass. You will be fruitful. You will multiply. You will not be barren. You will hold life. He will not die. He will not die in your womb, okay? He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. How do you think Mary is receiving this? Shock! Right? Yeah, exactly. Young and like, angel, did you, like, I might be 15 years old or something, right? Like, I am young. I'm promised to Joseph. Like, we are going to get married. We are together, but like, my life doesn't look right? Like, lining up. I'm not already married. I don't already have children. I may not already have the big house and the cars and all the things, right? She is humble. Right? She is a servant of the Lord. Okay? But the angel keeps going with all this beautiful word. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, which is Israel. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. Amen. And Mary is just like, okay. All right. Yes. Right? And Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin? Pause for just a second. Zachariah was like, how am I supposed to know this is true, what you just said to me? Like, I don't know if I believe it. She did not ask the question in the same way. She is saying almost like, okay, yes, please tell me, how will this be happening since my mind can only handle man and woman make baby, right? Like, I know how this works, but I haven't done that step yet. And so please tell me, how will this be since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, not, thank you, Jesus, not like the way he answered Zechariah, like, now you can't talk. Right? How will this be since I'm a virgin? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit. Oh. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. What? What? How is her mind processing the call of her life? This moment, from the word of the Lord through the angel. Okay, this is nothing less than a holy miracle. I am a virgin. I've never known a man. The way I know man, woman, equal baby, but this is going to happen. And the angel is saying, I get to carry a son of the Most High, and his kingdom will never end. The Holy Spirit is going to just come upon me and overshadow me with the power of God and this miraculous, incredible thing that I can't even think up is going to happen. She has to chew on this. Speed, very, very quickly in her mind, because she actually is able to give an answer to the angel, to Gabriel. And on verse 36, the angel still says, and behold, and by the way, your relative Elizabeth in her old age, because Mary's very young, Elizabeth is very old, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. This helps Mary to fight against doubt. Hey, by the way, your relative, your bloodline, the one that's known as barren, is also pregnant 6 months along. Already, she's showing. She's popping out, right? She's showing. She's 6 months heavy. Elizabeth around? Oh, she's round. She's here. And he continues to say, for nothing will be impossible with God. Amen. Mary, don't doubt. Just a few days ago, I was with Zachariah. I've done this before. I know what I'm talking about. I stand in the presence of the Most High, right? I'm coming with you with a word from the living God. I just did this to your relatives, okay? Sure does, right? Harder. You're just like, what is happening? That's right. Yeah. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Mary's response, right? Like, she is taking in all of this information, all of the he will. And she's not loading, you know. She's not like on dial up or anything. She's just like, let it to me. You've said it. I believe it. Let me step into this. She's handshaking a miracle. Done. Deal. Okay. Yes, what a beautiful, surrendering answer. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. If the Lord is calling you, we are his servant. We are to say, yes, Lord, I will listen and obey. Amen. Amen. This is what I teach my own children. Baby, your job is to listen and obey. Okay, I didn't ask you to re-roof the roof. I asked you to pick up your socks and shoes. Just do it. Right? Just do it. I said, but you know what my job is? To listen and obey the Lord. That is my job as well, right? So if I teach you, please listen and obey, I also am listening and obeying. We are called to listen and obey. We are called to listen to the voice of the Lord and obey his word. This call is heavy on Mary's life. And do you know what she chooses? Obedience, and she chooses life. She chooses life. She also chooses, you know what? No matter what, how my life currently looks. I'm not actually married. I'm pretty young. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna be showing. People know I'm not yet married. This goes against the custom. This goes against the way of the world. What do her parents think? I don't know if they're alive. I don't know if she has siblings still. Like, we don't know that. Her community, what are they doing? Ever been a part of a community that has rumors? Mm-hmm. Right, how fast that word spreads. Right, where Joseph himself is at one point of like, oh no, I gotta divorce her. That's later. But all of these things in her life, and her answer is, yes, Lord. Okay, yes, Lord. You said that to me. No matter what everybody else is going to whisper around town. She didn't even say like, well, could you hold on for a second? Can I go talk to my man? And let's see if he's okay with the Holy Spirit like overshadowing me and then filling me up with power and I'm gonna have a baby without him. To see if it would be okay. She just listened and obeyed and believed. Zechariah had doubt and disbelief, right? Mary is the opposite. I am believing what the word of my Lord said to me. It doesn't matter how this looks on the outside. It doesn't matter what people are going to say about me and my man and my household. I know that the word of the Lord, his call over her life, over my life, I am to step in and say, yes, Lord, here I am. I'm your servant. Use me. Where you go, I go. How you flow, I flow. Let's do it together. Amen. How you see me, you call me favored. I'm favored. I don't know why. But oh my gosh, Lord, you sent an angel to speak to me face to face with the living word of God and saying that my womb is going to be filled and not just with baby after baby and me and my man are going to have a happy, healthy marriage, but with the most holy Son of God. She holds a miracle inside of her body. She chooses life. She chooses to say yes. She chooses to listen and obey the call of the Lord over her life, and she follows. Because Mary said, here I am, you can absolutely use me. I am the servant. Let it be to me what you have said, no matter all other opinions, gossip, drama, anything like that. It doesn't matter because the word of the Lord is here and other people's word, they're here. Thank you, Lord, for protection for all those sirens, whatever's happening. And the angel departed from her. Let's go a little bit further. 39. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Okay, so Mary believed what the angel said to her, right? He's like, okay, oh my gosh. And he said that my cousin Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant. I didn't know this. Women get happy when other women are pregnant too, right? Like, oh my gosh, baby shower, let's go, let's celebrate. Woo, oh my gosh, you're pregnant. Ah! Girl or boy, because I need to know. Mary is like, oh my gosh, my cousin, the one that is known as barren, is now full of life, 6 months. This angel told me, I am believing that's true. So she's packing her stuff. She's like, later, Joseph. Okay, I'm going. I have to go see Elizabeth, right? I have to go see her. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, what do you think that greeting was? Was it like, hello, thou art, blah, 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 I'm here, Elizabeth, you know, or was she like, Elizabeth, where are you? Right? Zechariah, hi. She busts open the door like, I'm here. Or is she just like, hi, I know I'm going to see a miracle. Where are you? Right? Think about just how Mary came in and her greeting. Shalom. Yeah, that's right. Peace. Right? I'm here. When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby inside leapt. Right? Leaped in her womb. John's like, boom! Oh my gosh! Like, I know who's in the room! And it ain't Mary. Right? Elizabeth's like, oh my gosh. Okay. Leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you know how that feels when you are filled with the Holy Spirit? It's not just the goosebumps. That's a good indicator too. You know, thank you, Lord, that you give that to us. But filled with the Holy Spirit. Most beautiful gift. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does Elizabeth know this? This is really just a few days, right? It's just a few days in between Gabriel coming to Mary and be like, favored, filled, favored and filled, okay? And then she's like, oh my gosh, I'm running. I'm running to see her. And Elizabeth knows the Holy Spirit has already, oh my gosh, overshadowed you, filled you up with such power and creating, right, a miracle. The Son of God is within her womb already. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why? Elizabeth is just like, why is this granted to me? Oh my gosh, like who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Who am I? She feels very favored and seen by the Lord. For behold, when the sound, she's like, Mary, check this out. By the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Like I felt my boy inside when you came in carrying our Lord, the Holy One. Oh my gosh. Elizabeth continues, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Elizabeth is just reminding Mary again, girlfriend, you are blessed. Do you know why? Because you believed. You believed the word of the Lord that was spoken over you. Your belief also full of power. God honors our belief when he calls us into something, when he has a word over our life, when he fills us with his Holy Spirit. He wants to dwell inside of us. Yes, Lord, please. I am unclean, but by your word, we're already made clean because of Jesus, right? His blood washes us clean. Let's just align our thoughts with what the Lord already calls us, how he speaks over us, right? Highly favored, loved, beloved, blessed. Yes, Lord, because you have said it. Yes, Lord. Blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Do you have a word over your life right now that still maybe hasn't come to pass, that you're still waiting on it? Are you maybe teetering like unbelief, like I don't, this ain't ever gonna happen. I've been waiting forever. Go back onto this side. The Lord said it, I believe it. He said it, it's done. The Lord said it, I choose to believe it. I am blessed because I'm believing what the word of the Lord said, what and how he called me. What I am to step into, the call of the Lord. I am following him no matter what, no matter what. And that is exactly what Mary has done too. I'm your servant. Here I am. Here I am. So Father God, wow, Father God, we thank you that you are a God that sees us, knows us, calls us on purpose with your purposes. I thank you, Lord, that you would fill up each one of us overflowing with your Holy Spirit, with spirit of belief, with that shalom peace. Father God, that we would push away all others' thoughts and opinions, maybe rumors of how our lives look on the outside, But we know when we are followers of Jesus Christ, we know our Lord's voice and what he has spoken over us, what he has called us to do, and it is to follow him. So, Lord God, fix our eyes upon you. Fix our eyes on you. Fix our eyes on your word. Fix our eyes on the light and not the darkness. Thank you, Jesus, for filling us up with miracles, with power, because we follow your good, beautiful Holy Spirit. I thank you and praise you for that. I thank you for Mary saying, yes, Lord, I will listen and obey. I am your humble, lowly, who am I, servant. I will take this on because you have said it. And she is highly blessed, highly favored. And because she said, yes, Lord, we get to be here as well, praising and worshiping Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our healer, our baptizer, and soon and coming King, our King, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus, we absolutely owe you everything. We are so grateful for you, so grateful for your blood, so grateful for your body. We praise you, honor you, worship you, Lord. And we thank you for the call that you have given. And Father God, bring us back to the side that says, Lord, I just repent for any disbelief. I choose to believe. Your word is never empty. It is full. It's never void. It never just falls to the ground. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do this day forward with the call over our lives. And I bless every single one in this room. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Coffee and donut time.